So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned four approaches to the Machlekes Remeir v'Chacham regarding the claim of Meitzi Shemra, a man who falsely accused his wife, who is a 12-year-old girl and a besula, of Znus, is punished with Malkus, and he must pay her father a fine of 100 silver coins. Remeir holds Meitzi Shemra b'Shleisha. For this claim, three judges are sufficient. While the Chacham hold Meitzi Shemra b'Esther m'Shleisha. For this claim, 23 judges are required. The Gemara proceeds with four other approaches to this Machlekes. Vashi says, "Kigain de astru be malchus v'li astru be katala." The Mishnah is referring to a case in which the Edi's nus only warned the wife that this nus is punishable with malchus, but they did not also mention that this nus is punishable with misa. In such a case, she is patim in misa, but Bezin is judging her for malchus. Remeir holds like the Chacham in our Mishnah who say malchus b'shleisha. For malchus, three judges are sufficient. While the Chacham hold like Rabbi Shmuel who says malchus b'esem b'shleisha. For malchus, 23 judges are required. Ravina says they disagree in the Machlekes Rabbi Yisi v'Rebbe according to Rabbi Kiva, who says Shleisha nimtze echem hen karavai pasal edusin betela. If there were three or more edim and one ed was found to be pasal, all the other edim in the group are also disqualified. There are two Machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rebbe. Rabbi Yisi says it depends. Bamed v'mamurim bedin nefashis edusin betela. Only in capital cases all the others are also disqualified. Because the pasuk there states v'tziluhu eda, Bezin must try everything to save the defendant from death. Av bedin imamanis tiskayim edus b'shar. Regarding monetary cases, the testimony of all others remains valid. While Rebbe says echadin imamanis v'echadin nefashis edusim betela, in both capital and monetary cases, all others are disqualified. And even in din nefashis, there's a machlekes. Rebbe holds v'emasai bezman shehistru behen, av bezman shaloi histru behen, tiskayim edus b'shar. Only if the aid pasul did give hasra, all others are also disqualified because the aid pasul is part of the group. But if the aid pasul did not give hasra, the aidus of all others is valid because the aid pasul is not considered part of the group. While Rabbi Yisi holds edusim betela, leishna histra, leishna loy histra. Even if the aid psul did not give hasra, all others are disqualified. Accordingly, our Mishnah is a case of kugin shenimse echem in the aidim karav a pasul. There were three or more aidis nus. And it was discovered that one of the Edim was Pasul, but he did not give Hasra. Remeir holds like Rabbi Yisi that even though the Ed Psul did not give Hasra, Edusim Betela, all other are disqualified. And since there is no Chiyav Misa, Maitzi Shemra B'Shleisha. While the Chacham hold that since the Ed Pasul did not give Hasra, Tiskayim Edus Peshar, the testimony of the others is valid. And since there is a Chiyav Misa, Maitzi Shemra B'Esem B'Shleisha. Or the Mishnah is a case of Kuyen Shehisra B'Acherim V'Lehisra B'Edim. The actual Edim did not give the Hasra, but rather another person gave the Hasra. Remeir holds the Rabbi Yisi who says, Lo elamein enareg achayu pishnei edav masrin boy. Only if the actual Edim gave the Hasra, she is chayiv misa. But if others gave the Hasra, she is not chayiv misa. And since there is no chayiv misa, Meitzi Shemra b'shleisha. While the Chacham hold that even if others gave the Hasra, she is chayiv misa, and therefore, Meitzi Shemra b'esrim b'shleisha. Or the Mishnah is a case of kugoyin diskachish b'bedikis v'lo yiskachish b'chakiris. The two Edim contradicted each other only in the minor details of this nus, but not in the main details, such as the time and place. Remeir holds like Ben Zakkai that Edusin Betela, the testimony is void, and since there is no Chiv Misa, Meitzi Shemra B'Shleisha. While the Chacham hold Edusin Kayemis, the testimony is valid, and since there is a Chiv Misa, Meitzi Shemra B'Esther B'Shleisha. The Gemara proceeds with a scenario of Edim Zayman in the case of Meitzi Shemra. Edim Zayman is in the case where, after the first Edim testified, other Edim come and testify that the first Edim could not have witnessed the alleged incident, because they were with us elsewhere. The first Edim become Edim Zayman, and the Torah says, Ba'asisim le'kashazam lasis la'achav. They are liable to the same punishment or payment they wanted to impose upon the defendant. Amar Rav Yosef, Hevi habal Edim shezinsa, v'hevi ha'av Edim v'hizimim le'edi habal. If the husband first brought Edim that his wife committed znus, and then her father brought Edim who disqualified the husband's Edim through Hazama. Edi Habal Neirogin, the Imishal Mimamim. The husband's Edim are punished with Misa, which they wanted to impose on the wife, but they do not also pay her for the loss of her ksuba that they wanted to take away from her, because as Rashi explains, to Mischayv Benafshe Potem Enat Teshlumim. When one transgresses an Isra in which he is liable for multiple punishments, Kam Lebedir Aminei. He only receives the most stringent punishment, such as Misa, and does not receive the less stringent punishment, such as Mamim. However, Chazer behavi habal edim vezimim le'edi av, if afterward the husband brought edim that the father's edim were edim zayman. Edi ha'av ne'rogin u'mishalman. The father's edim are punished with both misa and mamon, and that they must pay the husband the knas of 100 silver coins. And there is no issue of kimle b'di rabmine because mamon lezeh and nefashas lezeh. The two punishments are for two different people. The mamon is for the husband upon whom they wanted to impose the knas, and the mis is for the husband's eidim upon whom they wanted to impose the death penalty. The Gemara in the next daf offers several similar scenarios of mamon lezeh for nefashas lezeh. The Gemara proceeds with another topic of eidus. V'amrav Yosef, pleini ravoi l'antzai, hu v'acher mitzdar from l'hargoi. If a person testified that I was forced to have relations with so-and-so, his testimony is accepted, and when combined with another aid, the pleini is put to death. But he is not put to death because it was ba'inus. However, l'rtzainai rashahu, v'atayru amra al toshas rasha aid. If he testified that I willingly had relations with pleini, his testimony is not at all accepted and none are put to death because in his testimony he claims to have committed an avera and he thereby becomes a rasha who is pasul eidus. Rava disagrees and holds that even l'rtzainai hu v'acher mitzdar from l'hargai. Even if he testified that I willingly had relations with pleini, his testimony is partially accepted and pleini is put to death and he does not become pasul eidus because we cannot accept his testimony regarding himself. Because adam karav etzel atzmoi vein adam mesem atzmei rasha. One is not believed to say that he committed an aver because he is considered his own relative, and a relative is pasul eidus. However, we do accept his testimony regarding pleini, and he's put to death because palgina and dibura. A statement can be divided into separate components. Therefore, Bezdin accepts his claim only regarding pleini, but not regarding himself. Similarly, Rava says pleini ba'al ishti, hu va'achar mistar van lahargoi avaloi laharga. If a person testified that pleini cohabited with my wife, Bezdin accepts his claim only regarding pleini, but not regarding his wife, and she's not put to death. Because adam karav etzel ishtei. He's considered his wife's relative, and the relative is pasul eidus. But we do accept his testimony regarding pleini, and he is put to death because pagina dibura.